Open season may be high on most of your mental checklists, right along with, you know, shopping season. But it really is also time to start thinking about taxes. Ed Zerndorfer is a registered employee benefit consultant and joins us now with some 2010 year-end tax saving suggestions. Ed, it's always great to have you on the show. Welcome back.
Thank you, Mamie. Good morning.
Now, talk to us about getting that mindset going. Tax season, we got shopping, we got cooking, we got open season, and now you want us to worry about taxes too?
Amy, you're so right. There's so many things that are on people's minds, the holidays, picking a health insurance plan, dental insurance plan, vision insurance plan. A lot of things are being considered now by federal employees, but they have to remember that there's 1 month to go in 2010 in which employees can do some things that will result in instant tax savings for 2010. The reason I'm saying that is because I know there's been a lot of publicity about what Congress is considering with respect to taxes in 2011. They have not set, you know, they have not set the, what the rates are going to be. But in the meantime, employees should concentrate on what they can do to save on taxes for 2010. And there's several things that can be done. We're going to talk about two of them for today.
Mm-hmm.
And the first thing that employees should consider doing that will result in instant federal, as well as in most cases state income tax savings, is contributing the maximum possible to the Thrift Savings Plan, the TSP. Because when employees contribute to the TSP, they definitely have a savings for their federal taxes, and as I mentioned, in most states, state income tax savings. So I want to review how much all employees can put into the Thrift Savings Plan for 2010.
Okay.
And the amount, maximum amount that every employee can put in is $16,500. That's what they call the regular TSP contributions. And if an employee will be at least age 50 as of December 31st, 2010, they can contribute an additional $5,500. They call it catch-up contributions. Some employees are under the impression that they cannot increase their contributions unless there is a so-called open season. There's no such thing as an open season when it comes to their savings plan. All employees can increase their contributions to the TSP at any time. And most agencies, because it's a sort of an electronic enrollment process, their election to increase their contributions takes effect immediately. Most agencies' employees have anywhere from one to two more pay dates between now and December 31st to increase their contributions to the TSP, and that definitely will result in tax savings.
Let me ask you a really quick piece of advice about that, because oftentimes when the economy starts to get a little bit rough, people might be pulling back from adding to their retirement plans, TSP or what have you. Do you find that that's a phenomenon that happens with federal workers or not? And how would you talk them off that ledge and encourage them to add more anyway?
Well, you're right. Employees tend to be a little bit hesitant to contribute to their retirement plans during when economic times are bad. However, I think when it comes to federal employees, the tendency has been not to pull back their contributions, but to put all their money into the so-called safe fund, the bond funds, the fixed income bond fund, and especially the G fund, the government securities fund. And my advice is that's not a good idea, for the simple reason that the TSP is a long-term investment plan. This is going to be for the future, and employees should be putting most of their money into the stock funds, which over the long term will give them the most for their money. And as a matter of fact, if the stock market is down, that's a great time to put money in the stock funds because the share prices are lower and they're actually getting more for their money. So employees should just ignore what's happening now with the stock market, the roller coaster. If it's down, they should take full advantage of the fact that the share prices of the C, S, and I funds are down. So that's the first piece of advice for employees, that they should really get serious about putting the maximum possible into the Thrift Savings Plan for 2010. And by the way, if any employees are retiring this month or end of this month or early January, that does not stop them from contributing the maximum possible to the TSP, and their final opportunity to contribute to the TSP will actually be their last paycheck, which will be sometime in early January or late December. So that's the first piece of advice to contribute to the TSP. The mm-hmm. second thing that employees should consider doing is to take advantage of some energy tax credits that are available to all employees. And there's two types of credits out there. One is called the residential tax credit. came about as a result of the passage of the 2009 Recovery Act. This credit, the non-business energy property tax, property credit, it's equal to approximately 30% for making eligible, what they call eligible energy improvements to your home. And this could result in tax credit as much as $1,500. For example, if you put in things like storm doors, storm windows, and certain roofs, you can get a tax credit for doing that. But here is the key. You must have these energy improvements installed on your home before December 31st. If you sign a contract to have these energy improvements done after January 1st, you will not get the credit for 2010. It has to be actually installed as of December 31st, 2010. And the other type of credit is called a residential energy efficient property tax credit, which involves buying things like solar electric systems, solar hot water heaters, geothermal heat pumps, wind turbines. Most of these things can be very expensive, but there is the good news about this is that there's a 30% tax credit. So with the high cost of energy, even though you're spending a lot to make these so-called energy improvements, you'll get your money back probably over a few years if you stay in your home, because the cost of the fuel efficiency alone will save you a lot of money over the next couple of years. And the government is encouraging this by offering tax credits. Remember, a tax credit means it reduces your federal tax liability dollar for dollar, as opposed to a tax deduction that just reduces your income subject to taxes. So tax credits have always been my favorite type of savings, because it's a dollar-for-dollar reduction. So those are two things that employees really need to consider doing between now and December 31st, especially the energy tax credit. They got to get working on it early, because as soon as possible, because, as I said, these energy improvements have to be installed when you're home as of December 31st, 2010.